SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Here are the boys, Solly, Murray, and Lynn.
That's us. Follow the boys on Twitter at Steve Solomon, S-O-L-O-M-O-N, at one Tim Murray. I'm at Scott Lynn 980. Next guest at Roy Wood Jr. Roy, good morning. How are you, sir?
I think I won an argument with my uncle.
Do tell.
We've been kind of going back and forth and kind of basically setting up an AP rankings of top five fast food restaurants. I feel like McDonald's has always been a one seed for me,
mm-hmm.
You know, just off of legacy. And I feel like that was cemented this week because that killer murderer, Mr. Steve Stevens, died because he went to McDonald's, which proves once and for all how delicious McDonald's is.
You risk your life to eat it.
Yeah. That's right.
Even in the middle of a national manhunt, he needed nuggets.
Well, and the nuggets weren't good enough. He had to wait for the fries. Sir.
That's when he should have known something was up, Murray. It's 11 o'clock in the morning. Them damn fries.
McDonald's
don't start making you wait on fries till like 2, 3 after lunch rush.
Yes, sir. Can you pull up to the yellow-striped penalty zone where it says drive-through 1 and drive-through 2? Sure, did I win something? No, the fries aren't quite ready yet, but they'll be piping hot. And we'll get somebody to take care of you in just a couple of seconds. Sure. And when you say take care of me, what? Radar should have been on, Roy. I totally agree. What do you
when
mean
it's
I have to
all
wait
said and done, boys, what will be the better 9 to 10 film franchise, Star Wars or Fast and Furious?
I defer to the experts. I would probably say.
And don't get a legacy on me in your childhood and the toys.
No.
And just straight up, what's a more fun ride to watch?
Fun, from what I've heard, Fast and Furious.
Yeah, I agree. At this point, I saw Rogue One finally, and I can't get with this film. Because at the end of the day, their whole goal was to destroy the Death Star. When you really think about it, it was the largest employer in the galaxy. And these idiot rebels, who none of them are ever working, none of you ever had any jobs. Did you at least watch the training video? Did you go to the Empire website and see what a stormtrooper makes and the health benefits?
Speaking of jobs and good ones and somebody who's good at hers, what'd you make of Serena's veiled announcement, which has since been confirmed by her reps, that the lovely is pregnant, and she won the Australian Open with child.
You know she did it on Sharapova's birthday.
You know what? Come to think, you're right. She did. Yesterday was Maria's birthday. That's right.
I forgot to send
her
a present.
The ultimate troll job. She waited. She knew what she was doing. It was calculated. Serena, now officially greatest athlete of all time. She won one while she was pregnant. I think she could win two more.
I'm surprised that she's not
at
available.
At 9 months?
Yeah, play yeah. until you're yeah. 8
exactly.
months.
Play until, you know, if you tip over, you're in a lot of trouble.
I mean, honestly, why not? Because if you did that, as many aces as she serves up, yeah, she probably would have a good, a net game at the, you play close to the net. I don't know tennis terms. She'll probably have to play back for the most part. She can't waddle up to the net at 9 months. But I think she could win another couple matches.
But, Roy, the problem will be at some point, and you've been around pregnant women, and, Timmy, you're learning what it's like to be around pregnant women or a pregnant woman. They go to pee a lot. And
they do.
I don't know how many breaks Serena would have to ask for, although she makes quick work of relatively everybody. But could you imagine broadcasting that? Yeah, Serena had to run to pee real quick. Baby's on her bladder. And we'll step out for just a couple seconds. We'll be right back here to Wimbledon. Enjoy your strawberries and cream.
Who's having a more stressful pregnancy, Serena and her husband or Carmelo and his stripper?
You know, they said that wasn't true. I don't know who to believe, Roy.
I tell you something about black women. Black women ain't gonna leave you and all that money unless something serious happens. something happen. Now, if it ain't a stripper, then maybe she works in finance. I don't know. It was just the waitress at the strip club. But something happened. And then Lala came out the next day. The next day, Scott, she was out being pictured with no wedding ring on. Go find the picture of her, TMZ something, where she's walking out of a building, mm-hmm. and she has her left hand over her right. You're telling me that's not calculated? She wanted people to see that she had that she wasn't wearing the ring.
Now, I was told, and I haven't learned from experience, not that I would want to, but there is no, there's no sex in the champagne room. Does that not carry over to famous athletes? Are they allowed? Are there different rules for professessional basketball players?
Murray, you're filthy rich, there is sex in the champagne room. There is sex in the bathroom. There is sex in the DJ booth. There is sex in a Starbucks. There's probably sex in the parking lot.
There's sex at the McDonald's.
At the Marriott, too.
At the Marriott as well.
I just really, really feel bad. Like, if nothing else, we can all celebrate the fact that a stripper is going to get her wings and graduate to VH1. And we can look forward to seeing her on the next side chick reality show that they conjure up.
Roy, Redskins linebacker Will Compton, I thought, brought up a very interesting point on Twitter as we go back to movies. He said, in regards to Clubber Lang, he was undefeated before losing to Rocky, and then he was never heard from again. Did he just die? Why do we never hear from Clubber Lang ever again after Rocky III? Was he so depressed after losing to Rocky in Rocky III? He killed Mick, and then he just fell off the face of the earth.
Which is still, in terms of mentor death, one of the most punk-ass mentor deaths of all time. Mickey couldn't take one fall.
I know.
Toughen up.
Yeah, seriously.
Seriously? Yoda stayed on a planet coughing and coughing and coughing. Mr. Miyagi was kicking it with Daniel-san for 3-4 movies. But you couldn't make one punch from a black man? Really? That's how you're going to die? Whatever. What happened? Look at the subsequent Rocky movies. I think Rocky just vacated the title, right?
I guess.
You go to Russia, you fight an exhibition, you come back for Rocky V.
Oh, well, that doesn't exist. That doesn't count. Rocky V doesn't count.
It didn't make the DVD cut?
No.
Is it in the box?
Throw it away.
Is it? You get a coupon for Rocky V, you just don't have to redeem
it?
Well,
here's the question. If you did a tournament with Apollo from Rocky I, Apollo from Rocky II, Clubber Lang and Drago, who's coming out victorious of Rocky opponents?
I don't like this lack of respect for Tommy the Machine Gun Morrison and Antonio Tarver, who also did their thing. In
Mason
Rocky
the Lion Dixon, you mean?
He was a real boxer. Yeah. In real life. A boxer playing a boxer.
Drago would kill them all. Drago already killed one.
What about Michael B. Jordan in the Creed movie?
In the, yes.
Nah, he's the weakest of all the boxers because he's the youngest and he doesn't have the mindset for it yet. That's a very good question. What happened to Clubber Lang? There should
just disappeared.
Separate documentary on him. I can tell you this much. He was trash on Dancing with the Stars.
Has he been kicked off already?
Pretty much. I think so. I haven't watched in a week or two. I saw, he was kind of in the bottom groups.
My mom was telling me yesterday, she's like, who's that the Cubs guy? David Ross? He's great.
I was like, oh, God.
I was like, okay. She's like, oh, he's fantastic.
By the way, Clubber Lang has his own Wikipedia page.
Of course.
And it says, James Clubber Lang, fictional character, with his whole record. Yes, he had 40 fights, 39 wins, all by knockout, and one loss.
Then you would continue fighting.
Right, then you would get more.
I lost to Rocky. I lost to this dude. Nah, I'm done.
Unbelievable.
I'm out.
Roy, here comes the music. We will ponder Clubber, and also it'll give us a week to get our thoughts together about Phil Simms and what it will be like to have him in the studio as opposed to the booth. So have a great weekend, my friend. We will see. Any quick... I was going to say, do we have time to even promote?
Who cares?
All right, fine. Stay well. Follow him on Twitter. He'll make you laugh.
Yep.
It's SB Nation AM. Roy Wood Jr. with us.